evening. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. I'm glad you joined in today because I have Arizona State Senator Anthony Kern joining us. He's running for Congress, and he just got indicted by the Arizona Attorney General, and we're going to go into why he got indicted by the Attorney General of Arizona. It's crazy. So we're going to get into that. All that and more is coming up on this show. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button and donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you could be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. I always add more content. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. Find me in those locations. But I want to bring up the Flynn movie again. The links are in the description below or on my website, theambermayshow.com. Hit the promo section. Theambermayshow.com. Hit the promo section. Because what we're going to be talking about today is about Lawfare, is about people getting indicted or thrown in jail for doing nothing. And General Michael Flynn was at the very top of that. Here's the man who was serving his country, found corruption, was wanting to fix it, and then all this stuff happens when he's trying to expose the corruption. So it's a tie to what we're kind of talking about today on this episode. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. So with that being said, without any further ado, I'd love to welcome Senator Anthony Kern to the program. I told you I have Senator Anthony Kern joining me today. I'm so excited to talk to you, Senator. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Amber, for having me. It's an honor to be on.
First of all, I want to just disclose to everyone, you are my personal senator. You are in my district. You represent me and the state at the state legislature. Yeah. And you've done a heck of a job down at the state legislature this last session. Thank you for everything you've done for us. And on today's show, like I said in the intro, you've just been indicted by the Arizona State Attorney General. I mean, really?
Yeah.
You're a sitting senator in Arizona, and you just got indicted by the Attorney General. So we're going to get into that. But right behind you is a sign that says Kern for Congress. So tell me about your campaign a little bit.
Yeah. So the campaign's going well. I think with six people in the race, the threshold to win is actually not that high. I think we are shooting for about 35,000 voters. Hopefully we get more, but 35,000 is what we think that we can get to win. And so with six people in the race, that's very doable. I'm the only candidate with boots on the ground that's out there door knocking. I'm the only candidate with 120 volunteers that go out every Saturday and we door knock and lay a palm cards in people's hands. I go to the school boards. I'm the only candidate that's a current precinct committeeman. I'm the only candidate that's a current state committeeman. I'm the only candidate that's a CD8 member at large. And I'm the only candidate going to the national convention in July in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I'm a boots on the ground guy. I'm not a millionaire like the rest of the people. I was just got done raising money from 2 to about 4:45. Mm-hmm. And, little by little, we're going to win this thing.
And I will testify to what you just said. You've been the only one in my neighborhood. Remember that day I walked out? I'm like, hey, there's Senator Kern. Like, yeah. I didn't expect to see you that day. You've been the only one in the neighborhood that's come by. Yeah. And like you on Boots on the Ground, too. You know, I don't just tell people get involved. I get involved, too. And, you know, our legislative district, as you already know, we're committed people trying to make a difference in our elections, in our world, in our state. And yep. I'm so proud to be a part of our district. Aren't you proud too?
Yeah, but our district's doing fantastic with Carol Ayoit, I guess her last name is, at the helm. She's doing a great job. The leadership team in our district's doing mm-hmm. a fantastic job. I do think the leadership team at the AZGOP is doing a good job. Mm-hmm. Gina Svoboda is trying to pull us all together and win this thing. It's imperative that we keep our legislature in Republican hands, but even more so, it's imperative that when we elect President Trump at the national convention, he has actual fighters with a proven record, not fighters that say they're going to, but somebody that you know and the voters know where I stand on mainly on almost every issue. Mm-hmm. And you know where I'm going to be. You know I'm a fighter. And so, yeah, we've got a great LD. I'm honored to represent them.
Yeah, one thing that I really appreciate about our legislative district is we've been trying to clean up the voter rolls. We've been trying to get out the vote. We've been making sure that people maybe didn't know their party wasn't declared. And if they're not declared, then they can't vote in the primary. So like we've really been putting a lot of efforts. We've been spending a lot of time, like you said, in the school board. So we've been putting a lot of effort into different areas. And what's really great about what our team has done is if you feel a call to work on this, you have an opportunity to work on this or something else, whatever you feel called to do, then you can put your time and effort into that. And as we tackle all the issues, we end up being able to fight in a lot of arenas without burning anyone out. And me and my kids have been posting like postcards around precincts that don't even have precinct committeemen yet.
So me and the kids
are out there. I'm trying to teach my kids while they're young, you need to get involved. Local action creates national impact. And there we've seen what a bad election causes, right? An election. Yep. We have an open borders. They don't care about the United States. They rather send money to Ukraine. So go back to your campaign. One thing that hit me, Senator, and maybe this is something you could take to Washington, is I think we need to deregulate some of these big corporations because the corruption also lies in corporate America. You have all these people that own you have like a few corporations that own everything.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to have like the ability to compete, right? We're a capitalistic society, but when you have like five organizations that own everything, you take competition away. What are your thoughts about demonopolizing?
I mean, it's imperative that we demonopolize. I've actually known that in the media world back in the 90s, there was about four or five people running the entire media conglomerate, media corporations. It's insane. Look at our banks. Our banks are being controlled by one or two people. Mm-hmm. Where they used to have your neighborhood bank, where you knew the banker and you could go in middle America and you could say, hey, I need a loan for this. Oh yeah, and you could do it on a handshake. Now you've got a monopoly in the banking system. You've got a monopoly in the media. And it's all about money, Amber. The reason why we have this system, and again, you know, I hate kind of going after the Republicans because I know we've got to elect Republicans, mm-hmm. but there's a system that we've got to somehow eventually remove, I guess, dismantle, because the system is set up all about money and mm-hmm. power, even though the Republicans will stand before the crowds, even in my CDA race, and say one thing and do another, or make you think they're one way, but behind the scenes, they're not. And it's really sad. But Amber, yes, I agree. We need to demonopolize these conglomerate, you know, behemoths in our nation, which I think Trump will do. But the bigger problem, I think, is these conglomerates in our federal agencies want to control the mm-hmm. bureaucracy, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, the EPA. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it, the AEA. And we've allowed it. The American people have allowed it by electing people to Congress who get in there and they're like, ooh, I like this power. Oh, I like this money. Ooh, I like this attention. You know, and it is, and so you have to get past that And you have to get to a point where you're going to fight for the American people. You're going to fight to do what's right. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to listen to the lobbyists. You're not going to, you know, be beholden to the next race. Mm-hmm. That's why I love Eli Crane so much. Eli Crane, in the last meeting, he said, we're fighting. Whether we win the next election or not, we know that we are up there to fight and turn this around. And there's the monoliths of media, of corporations, but there's monoliths of government. All of that has to be dismantled.
Yeah, because they own so much power, and they were part of the reason why so many people got the COVID shot.
Yep.
If they didn't get the COVID shot, they weren't going to work. And that really scared people and forced people into getting a shot they may not have gotten otherwise. And when I was traveling a couple years ago in California and I was booking hotels, I suddenly really realized, it hit me like a ton of bricks, that all these big hotels own all the tiny ones. So you only have like a couple companies that own every hotel that's out there. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. That's not competition. This is not America. And then you add that. And so that's why all these people at the World Economic Forum can determine our whole lives, because they all have the power and the money, and they control every aspect of our lives.
Well, I remember, you know, one of my opponents, Ben Thoma, he was doing the online sales tax. If you remember back in the Wayfair days, just a few years ago, when I was rules chair, he was crafting legislation for the online sales tax. You remember when you used to be able to go online just a few short years ago and not have to pay tax?
Yes, I like that.
Yeah. Well, and he was trying to make it easier for, you know, more competitive, I guess, for the big box stores versus the online stores. I get that. But I remember, and this happens a lot, a company comes into the state legislature, and a company, as the same as the federal government, they go in and they say, hey, would you help us, you know, with this Wayfair issue? But what they do a lot of times, and I realize this at the state legislature, they get legislators to craft legislation to kick out the mom and pop and to enhance their business. So I remember when Ben Thoma did that, he was very mad at me because the Wayfair issue was a big issue in Arizona and across the country. And he came to my desk one time and he said, what are you doing with my Wayfair bill? And I said, I'm holding it in my committee until you talk to mom and pop shops, until you talk to, you know, the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, until you talk, get some mom and poppy in this legislature, and you craft a bill to help them as much as you're helping Amazon and Walmart and some of these Home Depot, some of these big corporations. And so he got all mad, but I was ready to kill that bill until he called these mom and pop shops. But I said that to say this, you know, politicians are just as bad. We've given the EPA, the IRS, the DOJ, the FBI, we've given them, the Congress has given them that authority. And we do the same thing at our Arizona legislature, where it literally puts the mom and pop, pushes them out of the way. And so you're right, four or five people own three quarters of the country. Yep. So if they own three quarters of the country, guess where the power is? Look at Pfizer. Yep. Look at our healthcare.
Yep.
I mean, in every way.
Yep. Remember in Arizona when we used to have like the Baptist Hospital and the St. Joseph's and St. Luke's and this hospital? Yep. And that, now they're all owned by a couple big corporations.
Right, Banner and some of these big bucks. Yeah, and it's all about money. It's all about power. And if you don't do it my way, Mr. Congressman, then we're going to make sure we fund your opponent in the next election. And that's where all of America needs to rise up and not only vote, but they need to also donate to candidates that they feel are going to really push back on this system. Like Andy Biggs, like Paul Gosar, like Eli Crane, like myself. And the Freedom Caucus at the Arizona Capitol. We take a lot of hits down there at the Capitol because we are more hated than the Democrats at the Arizona Capitol.
I love the Freedom Caucus. It's one of my favorite caucuses.
Well, the average Republican would like the Freedom Caucus, but yeah. the leadership does not like us.
Interesting.
Because we are not beholden to them, and we are not beholden to the lobbyists. And when you get to that point, you've got now a true statesman, the way our founders envisioned. Whenever you see a legislator, again, like Andy Biggs, Eli Crane, Paul Gosar, Anthony Kern, Jake Hoffman, Jacqueline Parker, Barb Parker, you know, Rachel Jones, Justine Wadsack, Corey McGarr, Lauren Hendricks, Austin Smith. I mean, those are the real statesmen.
Yes, you've listed some great legislators, man. Those are
the real statesmen, because we don't care about the system. We don't care about, we'll do what's right. But we're not even beholden to the Republicans. We are going to do what's right. Now, the Republicans will do something halfway, and the Freedom Caucus will take it and make it all the way for the Arizona people.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, friends. New variants means new vaccines and even more scare tactics. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough gets asked all the time, how do I get this out of my body? Well, Spike Support Formula is the only product I've seen that contains ingredients researched to block and dissolve COVID spike protein in the bloodstream. Whether you've got the shot, you're watching research pour in about vaccine shedding, or you've had a bad bout of COVID, Spike Support is a serious concern. And while we won't truly know the extent of the devastating effects for many years, there is something you can do right now to protect yourself. Hundreds of people, vaccinated or not, have reported better mental clarity and increased energy levels. Head to twc.health/AmberMay to buy the wellness company's Spike Support Formula and get back to feeling your best. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout and you will save some money. So that's twc.health/AmberMay to save some money at checkout.
Hi, I'm international film and television star Nick Searcy, but you already knew that. And you're watching The Amber May Show.
So all you know out there that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or the shopping channel the way they used to. They've been a part of the big cancel culture going on, and they want to pass the savings right on to you directly. They're having a huge $25 extravaganza sale. So when Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product, and that was it. Well, since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products some of you may not even know about. To get the word out there, they're having a $25 extravaganza. MyPillow sandals, $25. This is where it gets super good. I love the towel set. The six-piece towel set, $25. You can't even get that price at Walmart for a six-piece towel set. The towels are out of this world. Brand new four-pack dish towels, and you guessed it, just $25. And for the very first time, the premium MyPillow with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-957-2123. That's 1-800-957-2123. And use promo code AMBER. And when you do, you'll get free shipping on your entire order today. MyPillow.com, use promo code AMBER.
You are listening to The Amber May Show. And now we return to the show already in progress.
And so it's a battle, but we'll win.
So here's an article that the Arizona Mirror wrote, and the headline says grand jury indicts 18 in fake electors. I love that. 18 right. In fake elector schemes, including two Arizona senators. And here's one of the two Arizona senators, and you're seeing him right here on your screen.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of you right there. There you are.
Right. There I am.
So it says a grand jury has indicted 18, including two Arizona state senators and the former head of the Arizona Republican Party, in a fake elector scheme that aimed to install Donald Trump as the president after he lost in 2020 election to Joe Biden. The Arizona Attorney General's office has not released the names of everyone who was indicted, but 11 fake electors were charged. Kelly Ward, our former GOP chairman, Senator Jake Hoffman, who you just mentioned. I like the guy. Yeah. Senator Anthony Kern, I like you too. Tyler Bowen, Michelle Ward, or Michael Ward, sorry. Michael Ward, Kelly Ward's husband, Nancy Cottle, James Layman, Robert Montgomery, Samuel Moorhead, Lorraine Pellegrino, and Gregory Safton, I think is how you say that.
Yeah.
Richard Taylor, a spokesman for the Arizona Attorney General, told the Arizona Mirror that the names were redacted because they haven't yet been served. He said the service would happen quickly, and once it completed, the unredacted indictment will be published. The identities of some of the redacted defendants were obvious, including Rudy Giuliani, who was described as the attorney for Trump, and he was also referred as the mayor. Well, he should, once you get elected, you have that title forever. You know, it's just it's a respect thing as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, so on and so forth. Giuliani was one of the big names who spread false. I love this article. Giuliani was one of the big names who spread false claims of election fraud in November 3rd, 2020. Elections were held. They held a hearing in Phoenix. Were you there at that hearing in 2020?
Yes. That 11-hour hearing, yes.
Now, let me...
I was there the whole time.
Let me pause for a second, because I want to tell the people who are not familiar with Arizona politics, and this in particular, that the held election hearing in Phoenix that happened in November, the Arizona state legislators got bombarded with hundreds, if not thousands, of calls and emails for weeks to months. So the Arizona state legislator had no other choice, because the majority of the constituents in Arizona were demanding recourse from the Arizona state legislature. That's why they did this hearing in Phoenix.
Yep.
So if you guys don't know Arizona politics, that's exactly what happened. Am I right?
And it had to be at the Hyatt, because Speaker Rusty Bowers and Majority Leader Ben Toma did not want to allow them to do it at the state capitol, which would have given I believe it was Mark Fincham, or it might have been Kelly Townsend, I forget who, whoever was chair at that time of elections, it would have given them subpoena power, which means it would have given them power of an enforcement mechanism to force people to testify in front of them. And as you know, it played out. Speaker Bowers and Majority Leader Toma did not want that to happen. So, you know, Speaker Bowers has been on record saying the election, you know, there was nothing wrong with our election. We all knew. I mean, I sat there 11 hours. I was involved in the audit at the state fairgrounds, been involved in this every step of the way. There's enough evidence out there to choke a horse. Mm-hmm. We have spineless judges that are not willing to get in the fray of the fight and say, yeah, there was some shenanigans that went on in our elections. We've got the evidence. I always wonder how this would play out if the Democrat Party had all of this evidence in 2016 when Trump was first elected. Do you think Trump would have ever been president?
Nope.
He would have never been president.
Nope.
And back in 2016, the Democrats were showing us how to do it on Dominion machines, how to cheat. Yep. They were telling us that the election was not... was not legitimate in 2016. Okay. Russia interfered. Okay. They were telling us that, you know, ballots could be printed and sent into these machines. They were saying it was a false election. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump was not the president. And so fast forward to 2020. Now we're all of a sudden, because Republicans are saying it, now we are the election deniers. I don't care what they call me. I could care less. If you don't think that the 2020 election was stolen, you're a complete buffoon, because look at the six states. Mm-hmm. And that's why we did our presidential electors, Amber. And we can go more into that in a minute. But
yeah, let me go on with this article, because I think there might be more points. I can't remember. There might be more points that we need to go through. Let's see. So the fake electors were indicted by a grand jury on April 23rd for signing bogus documents claiming that Donald Trump won 2020 elections after Trump's campaign alleged urged them to do so. Now, remember Arizona. Didn't you see Trump flags everywhere in Arizona from north to south, east to west? And didn't we have longest Trump trains, right? And he came to, he did several events here and they were just flooded with people. I know because I've been to some. Right. And then they want to tell us that 2020 didn't go to Donald Trump. So us as constituents, again, we went to our state legislator. They did the hearing. Trump is identified in the indictment as unindicted co-conspirator number one, really. In the indictment, all the fake electors are implicated in an attempt to deceive the public with false claims of election fraud in order to prevent the lawful transfer of presidency. Okay. I'm pretty sure we had a lawful transfer of presidency.
Right.
I'll tell you what happened in 2016. My parents went to the inauguration of Donald Trump in 2016. And there was a line of people that were locked arm in arm and they were blocking the opening to get into the inauguration. My parents were having a heck of a time trying to get in when they had tickets in hand. The guards weren't even doing anything to stop them from stopping people from entering the event. So there was none of that with Joe Biden. Nobody was blocking the entranceway for the inauguration. There was no chaos during Donald Trump leaving the White House. We all saw it on TV. He left and there goes Joe Biden. He entered the White House. There was none of that chaos.
Right.
Okay, so this article is lying already because there was a peaceful transition of power.
Yeah.
So they were accused of attempting to keep President Donald Trump in office against the will of Arizona. Give me a break.
Right.
Against the will of Arizona voters, depriving Arizona voters of their right to vote. No, what happened in 2020 deprived the Arizona voters of their right to vote. According to the indictment, the fake electors forged signature certificates of electoral college votes for President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, filed with those attorney, the Arizona Secretary of State and the Chief Judge of the Federal District Court of the District of Arizona. So I think what we need to do is have like a little lesson, a refresher on exactly what the heck Electoral College is and how one becomes a part of the Electoral College to vote for president. Tell me, let's work on that for a minute.
Sure, sure. So how I became a Trump elector, and I've asked the leadership at the GOP for 2024, I've asked, along with a couple other electors in 2020, have asked leadership to put us as an elector this year also. Now, they said that they're going to have to okay that with the Trump campaign, blah, 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 and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. I think it's a great move. It just slaps the face of, you know, of the media and all these people that want so bad to get to President Trump. Mm-hmm. But let's back up. So how to become an elector? What you do is you get very involved in Arizona politics. And the person that appoints our electors is the state GOP chairwoman. Right now it would be Gina Swoboda. Back then it was Kelly Ward. And I had not even thought about becoming a Trump elector. I had no thought about doing it. But what happened was, is I put my name in for the state delegate to be a national delegate at the national convention. And somehow they missed that. They my name for some reason wasn't anywhere. And I'm like, okay, I was a little, taken aback by that, but I'm like, okay, no worries. God, you see, you'll make it right. Then I get a call and this guy told me, said, look, I'm really sorry what happened. Why don't you become an elector? So, and how you do that was where you reach out to Kelly Ward at the time, the state GOP chair, and you now are an elector. And so, if they say, yeah, Anthony Kern. So I reached out to Kelly Ward and she said, yes, we'll make you an elector. It's a process that you have to, similar to becoming a precinct committeeman, you have to get your name on the official ballot. And that's done through the county recorder. If I remember right, it could be the Secretary of State. It might be the Secretary of State. So you get your name on the ballot. They send you an official a form that's basically like a precinct committeeman. Only it says you are now an elector for the Republican Party, for president Donald Trump. And that's how I became an elector. And all of us 11 electors, that's how we became electors.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you?
Yeah. And then when you go vote, you vote for Trump, but you're really voting for us, the electors.
Are there two sets of electors, one for Democrats, one for Republicans?
There are. Okay. Yes, there are. So the Democrats did the same process. And because of what happened in the election, and I got to be careful because it is an investigation. But because of what happened in the election, both parties sent in their electors. And there's precedent for that. Mm-hmm. There's precedent saying, there was nothing about, we did it because we knew that should the courts do the right thing and allow for a forensic audit, mm-hmm, in our elections at that time, if Joe Biden won, that's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that. If the majority of Arizona voters wanted that.
Right.
But if you remember, over half the state had concerns about our election. Mm-hmm. We were asking Doug Ducey to not certify. Right. We were asking the courts to look at it. So there are deadlines that are set. And what we did was we sent in an alternate slate of electors to the vice president. He would get them in Congress and he would make the decision at that time which ones to choose. We were hoping he would send them back.
Yeah.
To the states and say, you guys make sure Joe Biden won in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, and the states that were having these big issues. We wanted to ensure that our sacred right to vote was being held transparent. And if you remember, the Democrats said, oh, that's the most transparent election ever. That's an absolute lie.
Yeah.
The same people that tell you a man in a dress is a woman, the same people that tell you a baby in the womb is not a baby, are going to tell you that that was the most transparent election ever. It was not. So the evidence shows that it was not. So that's what happened.
How do you say 4 years prior, there was election interference? But then 4 years later, it was the most perfect and fair election that there ever was. Did anything get changed? No.
Right.
Nothing changed.
Yeah.
So you can't say 4 years prior, there was Russian interference, all the ballot stuff. You can't say all that and then turn around 4 years later and say, oh, it was the most perfect and free election ever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And they're going to try a lot of shenanigans. I mean, you and I have both known they've stolen elections for the past, 30 years, 40 years? Mm-hmm. They just hated Trump so much that it's like, okay, now we're going to do the big enchilada. But they've been stealing elections for a long time. How do you have more votes than voters? How do dead people vote? How do dead people vote? And then it's not enough to overturn the election. Well, how do you know?
Exactly.
If you have voters that are dead, that have been dead for 5 years, and they're voting in the 2022 election and they died in 2015, how does that happen?
Right.
Well, again, we don't have enough votes to overturn the election. How do you know unless you do a forensic audit?
Exactly. That's
you don't know that.
That's exactly right. And that's the answer they give us to shut us up.
Right.
We will not shut up.
We will not be silent. I don't know how this is going to play out in the courts, the elector issue, but I know that all of us, went in there with a good heart and good motives, and we'll see how it plays out in the courts. But there's an article out, I believe it's by MSN, our great friends at MSN. They're even questioning Chris Mayes and what she's doing with these Trump electors. I posted it on Facebook. Well, I didn't, but a friend of mine did. He sent it to me, and Politico, which is a great bastion of conservatism, they're questioning Chris Mayes' tactics. They're questioning I gotta tell you guys, I don't know this answer for sure, but do we know any electors that have went to jail in the nation yet?
No,
I don't know of any. I mean, maybe it's still playing out in the courts somewhere, but what I think they want to do is scare us, drain us of finances, make it very difficult, using lawfare to get to us. And, you know, frankly, I'll tell you, Amber, here's my take. You know, I know who I am as a Christian man. I know that I serve my God. And I know that when they come against me, they come against him. And if they think they're going to get away with this across the nation, Trump or these other electorates or, you know, what happens in Georgia or all that, they're not going to get away with this. You wait and see. Mark my word, they will not get away with this.
Yeah, and I think so, too. I don't think they're going to get away with it. I was just reading out of the Bible on a show previous that God keeps bringing me back to Habakkuk, and I think I should read it for you. Because Habakkuk was a prophet in the Old Testament, and he was going before God and saying all the things that we're dealing with. He says things like, why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Why do you tolerate the law being paralyzed, justice never prevailing, the wicked helm in the righteous so that justice is perverted? I mean, we feel that. You and I and the rest of America feel that. But what I love about what God says, and that's why he keeps bringing it back, he says, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for what I am going to do, something in your day that you would not believe even if I told you. So God is going to do something absolutely incredible in our time. And if he told us now, we wouldn't even believe it. And it gives me hope. And I think that's why he keeps bringing me back, because ultimately God is in control, and you're right. But here's the thing about this indictment. Who is sitting, who's occupying the White House, Senator Kern?
Well, a guy named Joe Biden.
A guy named Joe Biden, not a guy named Donald Trump, right?
Right.
So did you guys thwart the 2020 election in any way, shape, or form?
No. And that's a false narrative, Amber. You know, the Democrats have sent in when Democrats do this, they call it dual electors. When Republicans do this, it's fake electors. When Democrats question elections, they're able to question elections. When the Republicans do it, they're election deniers.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
The First Amendment is under attack, but did you know you can help protect your constitutional rights by using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative wireless provider that will always support freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and that's why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you can get the same coverage that you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting organizations like First Liberty, Alliance Defending Fund, Concerned Women for America, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/amber or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use promo code AMBER at checkout. Join us. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Amber. That's PatriotMobile.com/Amber or 972-PATRIOT.
Hello, I'm Michael Yan in Japan, and welcome to the Amber May Show.
For those of you that are preppers out there, I've partnered with Prepper All Natural. Prepper offers amazing high-quality cooked and freeze-dried beef along with long-term storage. Eat well today and tomorrow. And you can check out their food at freedomfirstbeef.com. That's freedomfirstbeef.com. And when you're there, use promo code AMBER at checkout to save some money. So freedomfirstbeef.com, promo code AMBER at checkout.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
On the most transparent election, if anybody out there really believes that our last election was transparent, they need to have their head examined, because even the 2022 election,
it was
with Republicans in control in Maricopa County at the Board of Supervisors level. Right. I mean, why can't we just have an election that goes free and fair? That's all we ask. If the Democrats win, great. If the Republicans win, great. why can't we just have free elections? We can't. Democrats say we're disenfranchising voters. Well, look at what they're doing in Israel. They are telling the voters of Israel to not elect or kick out Donald or Benjamin Netanyahu. They are withholding bombs that was meant to go to Israel to help in this Hamas fight until they do the will of Joe Biden and his cronies. Mm-mm. So you talk about disenfranchising voters, you know, that's the Democrats play. They have the media behind them for the most part, and they will, they keep repeating and repeating and repeating. And, you know, like if, you know, I've been called racist, bigot, homophobe, xenophobe, misogynist, Christian fascist, nationalist, all the above. Who gives a flip? I don't. Again, because I'm confident in who my God is, and I'm confident that no weapon formed against me will prosper, and I'm confident that every snare that Chris Mays sets for me, that the Democrat Party sets for me, that whatever they play in their hand, I'm confident that my God has my back. Mm-hmm. And when you get to that point, I believe like a point of Donald Trump, where Donald Trump is right now, when he went in the White House in 2016, thinking everybody's his friend, we're all Americans, we're going to get together, we're going to do some good things. He got a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do good things. They want to keep the power. They want to keep the money. And I'm talking about the uniparty. Talking about both parties.
Yep.
It's no different at our state capitol, right. Amber. Right. It's no different down there. You got the same swamp creatures, and the same place for power. You saw it in the abortion vote.
Mm-hmm. That really
had we all been unified, but yet the pro-life Republicans, the mm-hmm. pro-lifers, voted to abort babies, yet they say they're pro-life. Mm-hmm. Okay, how does that compute?
That was very disappointing. They lie to people saying that it's women's health. It's not. There's nothing healthy about an abortion. There's been women that have come and spoken at our legislative district meetings that one abortion alone caused them to be infertile. So a lot of time, and especially having multiple, you will be, there's a high likelihood of you becoming infertile. I've talked to women personally on my show in the past that we're almost unable to have children because of the multiple abortions. Nobody
and then the mental anguish.
That's what I was going to go with. No one ever told these women the heartache they would feel and carry the rest of their life, the guilt.
No one
ever told them that. So these women felt so guilty for so long and carried this guilt around. I mean, there's nothing healthy about it. What about the unborn baby girl that's in there? What about her rights? He doesn't get rights. So what about the father's rights? He has no rights. What if he wanted to take care of the baby? And, you know, if the mom didn't want, okay, fine. But the dad doesn't even pay. And, you know, Senator Kern, you know this to be true because, you know, you're a man, obviously. God put certain things into the females and certain things in the male. The female is nurturers. They gravitate to babies. They gravitate to nurturing. And then the men, they're the protectors. So when you have this abortion issue, the dads that want the baby, I'm sure feel helpless because there's nothing he can do to protect that baby.
Right. Yeah. It's a sad state. And when you use abortion as a form of birth control, that's even sadder. And now the Democrats want it up to the ninth month. And Republicans think, well, if we only do it up to 15 weeks, that'll win us elections. Well, I mean, really?
How about you honor what God says and says, do not hurt these little ones. It is better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and to be thrown into the depths of the sea than to hurt one of these little ones. How about you honor what God says and keep the children, because children are so precious. The Bible says they're a gift from God. How about you honor what God wants and then let him worry about you getting elected? Because the Bible often talks about, you know, he raises up kings and he takes them down.
And
he has evil kings for certain times to bring all of us back into, like, we get carried away and we don't need God anymore. We get very comfortable with not needing God. And then we just get into this big mess. And then we cry out to God, God, you know, we're in this big mess. And God's like, okay, that's why I brought the wicked king, to show you how bad things are. It's always just to bring us closer to him. He takes kings down and he raises kings like he did with David. David was a shepherd and he rose him up to be a king. One of the greatest kings Israel's ever seen. Probably one of the greatest kings in the whole world.
I would guess. You know, and so Solomon, I mean, they ruled righteously.
And they could have just gone with what God says and let God worry about the election. But no, they took it upon themselves. So I hope these people do not make it.
I hope they lose their election. Some of them are running unopposed, but we can never forget what they did. And we need to get pro-life people in there. And you know, it doesn't matter what the courts say. It doesn't matter what elections say. I think if you do what's right, you're going to have the blessing of God on you and the favor of God. And like you said, Amber, he will raise up and he will, his hand will be on your next move. You know, he orders our steps. And that's why I'm staying in this race. I know a lot of people said, well, we don't want to lose you. We hate to see you go. And, you know, we wish you'd stay at the state Senate and stuff. But I do believe this is a door that's open. And I don't see across the board and all of the candidates, I don't see someone that I would, you know, they're all good people, but I don't see somebody that's going to go in there. And I'm confident that they will fight for our country. They say they are, but we've heard that for 40 years and look where we're at. And we've elected Republicans and look where we're at. I mean, so we've got to, if we have a chance to elect somebody like Andy Biggs, Eli Crane, Paul Gosar, Anthony Kern, you know, they're going to fight for you, the voter of CD8 and the voters of Arizona. They are fighting for you and they're going to get trashed in the media. The media is going to say, oh, they voted with the Democrats when they ousted McCarthy. No, they didn't. They ousted McCarthy because they're the only ones that had spine in the Republican Party to actually do what they said they were going to do. Because McCarthy was making deals with the Democrats. McCarthy was doing the, you know, the omnibus budget bill and all that stuff. So
speaking of lawfare, so this is from MSN.com. So Arizona House GOP forms a panel to investigate Attorney General Chris Mace for weaponization of the office. She weaponized her office. That's why you're indicted right now. And not just you, but Donald Trump's attorneys, including a friend of mine, Christina Bob. So Donald Trump's not allowed to have attorneys. And apparently, you know, this, we're only 6 months away if we get an election. You were talking about Israel, but there's also Ukraine. The Zelensky, he canceled his election. And I'm nervous. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, if we get another war, are they going to cancel the election? Because everything else to divert us from Donald Trump lost. Like Donald Trump had over 100,000 people attend his last rally. And I don't think Biden could even get 100. I don't think he could even get 100. And so they're you're getting indicted because you were trying to disrupt the 2020 election. We're 6 months away. He's in office. What crime was committed?
Precedent
and
Hawaii. And why are you indicting? Why are you indicting 4 years later? If it's such a big deal, why aren't you indicting as soon as you got into office? Brnovich could have indicted too. I mean, you know, if we did something illegal, it's all a sham. It's all a farce. We'll see where it goes when it goes to court. I've got to go this week to get my mug shot. Go to votekern.com. I'm going to be selling coffee mugs, t-shirts, paraphernalia when I get my mug shot. And they're going to be, I think I'll have Trump on one side, me on the other. And we'll put on their, mugs for 2024. I don't know what we're going to put on there, but I will be selling mug shots here in the next few days. It's a time that we all need to get on our face before God. We all need to, but if any of us think that the Republican Party is the answer, it's not. We've been voting the Republican Party for a long time. We have got to pray. We've got to get on our face. We got to ask God who to vote for. And I don't care if you're Christian or not, whatever God you have, there's only one in my opinion, but you know, I get it. But you pray, you seek God's face, and then you say, help us heal our land. And that's it. And then you vote righteousness. You vote what's right. And generally what's right, that's where the Republican Party comes in. I don't vote Republican because I like I like the people. I vote Republican because of their platform. because they're pro-life, because they're pro-marriage, because they're pro-America first, because they're pro-Second Amendment, they're pro-freedom of speech, they're pro-this right here, the Constitution of the United States. That's why I vote Republican. If the Republican Party changes from that, then I will no longer be a Republican.
Right.
And they are starting to cower again, like they usually do, cower when they don't want to get hit by the media. You got to get to a place in as a politician, you got to get to a place where you don't care. And that is a great place to be, Amber. You've been hit enough times. There's been enough bad publicity out there. You know, you're indicted. Big, you know, the bottom line is you got to get to a point where no matter what they do, even if they throw us in jail, we will still fight for our country. We will still fight for this nation. If Chris Mayes gets her way and we get and I get thrown in jail, does that think I'm going to that's going to stop me? Absolutely not. I've been in jail in the early 1990s, street preaching in a park in Glendale. The Glendale police said, do not do that again. And I was a cop. I was a cop at Tombstone for a couple of years. But the Glendale, and I support law enforcement, but sometimes they need to read this and know what this says. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them don't know what this says, honestly. Mm-hmm. So they said, you can't street preach anymore. There's a Cinco de Mayo celebration going on. And I said, yeah, we can. There was 13 of us. And they said, if you do, we're going to arrest you. And we said, well, then you're going to have to do what you do. And we're going to do what we do. So they arrested us and we spent the night in jail. It was one of the best nights of my life. It was one of the best nights of the Glendale Police Department because they came in about 1 o'clock in the morning. We were singing Amazing Grace. We were witnessing to the inmates. We were talking to them about the Bible, giving them hope. And the cops said, we love you guys. Can you guys stay longer? We said, no, we don't really want to. We ended up taking the city of Glendale to court and we won. And if that's what it's got to take, that's what it's got to take to turn this ship around.
I just read that Bible story to my kid where Paul and Silas get imprisoned and they're praying and they're singing and the chains fall off and the door opens and the guard thought he was going to kill himself because if any of the inmates got out, that's what he would have had to do. And they were all there. And the jail guard took Paul and Silas home and they all became saved. They all came to know Jesus Christ. So yes, prison ministry is a real thing that can happen. So you can preach
Jesus. I mean, I hope I don't get thrown in jail, but you know, it's not
either. I want you to be
not the end of the world.
And I want you to fight for what we're, you know, the American people have done a great job in our district.
Yep.
You've done a great job for Arizona. And I want to continue that. And I'm very frustrated that the Attorney General is going after you for nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Right. Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. Joe Biden has the title. 6 months to election. What the hell?
Right.
This is a waste of everyone's time.
It is, but they don't care about that. They don't care if they break the law to pretend like they're enforcing the law. They don't care about anything other than they hate Donald Trump. They hate people like me. They want to get to Donald Trump. And as Donald Trump has said, if they can take him down, you're next. Mm-hmm. I'm next. And that's very true. Yep. That's very true. Look what they're doing to people like, you know, Nancy Cottle, Lorraine Pellegrino. These are nice ladies. None of them went in there with any intent on anything. We went in there to do our duty as responsible, you know, Americans, and which has been done before. And so, it's time for battle. It's our 1776 moment. Mm-hmm. It's a time to stand up and be counted. In order to gain our freedom and to gain this document, you had the church involved, number one, but you also had founders that had a greater cause, which I feel in my spirit, and I believe Donald Trump feels it, a greater purpose than just Anthony Kern getting to Congress. There's a greater thing going on here. I believe America's best days are ahead. I believe the American people are waking up. The reason why we see such chaos is because what we don't see is all that's happening under the surface. all that's happening under the media. And I really believe that there is a lot happening. I see it. I see it in the young people. I see it across the nation. People are waking up. I see it at our LD meetings. They you know, 200-300 every time we meet, where there used to be 30 and 40. I see it at the Trump rallies, 100,000 in New Jersey. So we got, you know, we got to have candidates that are past the point of, you know, playing the game of politics, get in there, fight for your country. This is our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. Our founders fought it. They died penniless, but I'm sure they died with a smile on their face, knowing that they live in a free country, and we've got to maintain that free country.
I agree. Well, Senator, how do people reach you and your campaign?
Sure. Thank you, Amber. That's so Anthony Kern, K-E-R-N. My website is votekern.com, or you could type in kernforcongress.com. That'll take you to my website. And yeah, we could use, you know, $5, $10, $20, $25, $50, $100, $6,000. If you have spare money laying around and you want to help get in the fight, maybe you can't door knock, maybe you can't phone call, maybe you can't write postcards, but you can give a small amount. We really, really, really would want that. It helps to get our message out. I met with Andy Biggs a month or so ago, and he said, Anthony, just raise enough money to get your message out. And what we could use is, we've got all our palm cards, we've got billboards, we've got some stuff going on, lots of good stuff. But what we could use is maybe a commercial, maybe another billboard to get out there. But we're going to win this thing. I feel the hand of God on it. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I'm in it for the long haul.
Well, thank you so much and all your work here in Arizona. I appreciate you, Senator.
Thank you, Amber, and we will see you tomorrow night at the LD meeting.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.